I love these steps. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be here to share the Word of God with you. Thank you, John, for inviting me to participate in this. I had been wanting to do this for a while, so I'm grateful for the opportunity. So, as you could tell from my children's sermon with the kids, you know, it's not easy picking your favorite scripture. I mean, do any of us really have just one favorite passage? There are so many that I love. I was really tempted to go with Psalm 23 because that's the scripture that was the very first one I memorized as, you know, a kid in the third grade in vacation Bible school. That summer, I went to three vacation Bible schools. We learned the 23rd Psalm in every one. There are just so many. The Gospel of John has so many wonderful stories that are significant to me. Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, those verses where God says, you know, do not be afraid, go into the future with hope because I have a plan for you and it is a good plan. What a wonderful scripture that has meant so much to me. I wrestled with which part of the Bible to choose and came to the conclusion that the story of Jacob wrestling with God was the one to preach on. So if you will just bow your heads for a moment with me. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to wrestle with your word, and we ask that our thoughts and our and my words, that they will be acceptable to you. In Christ's name, amen. So, believe me, wrestling is not something I enjoy. I've never watched a wrestling match, unless it was like part of a movie, like, for example, A Million Dollar Baby with Clint Eastwood and Hilary Swank. Have y'all seen that movie? Now, if there was ever a story to say, do not wrestle, that was it. That was it. That was just, that movie proved wrestling was just a big mistake. But I did wonder, you know, maybe I should find a match on the World Wrestling Channel to prep for my sermon. But I decided that my time was actually better spent with a book by Ronald Rollheiser called Wrestling with God. I mean, it just kind of leaped out at me. As I said, I don't like wrestling. I'm not much good at wrestling. And so, I don't know, maybe that's why I've always been so intrigued with Jacob's story and his infamous wrestling match with God at the River Jabbok. Jacob's story climaxes with this wrestling match. And if we consider Jacob's whole life, it's really not such a surprising climax after all. Jacob came out of the womb. He was born clutching the heel of his brother Esau as if they had been wrestling for who was going to get out first. Jacob didn't win that match. The story of Jacob is about a man who is at odds with his brother his whole life. Jacob buys Esau's birthright with a pot of lentil stew. Then he cheats Esau of his father's blessings with lies and deceits. And when Esau realizes what has happened to him, he obviously becomes very angry and threatens Jacob. And so Jacob flees for his life, very afraid that Esau is in fact going to kill him. And then there's that twist in the story when Jacob is with his uncle Laban seeking refuge, and he's, you know, in love with Rachel, and Laban tricks Jacob and switches wives at the last minute. And so you think, you know, Jacob's kind of getting what he deserves, right? If you're looking for a role model in a biblical character, Jacob is not the one to study. Except, Jacob is the one God chooses. God chooses Jacob to carry the promise of blessing to the whole world. Now that's something to wrestle with. So here I am with you and my favorite Bible story. As I wrestled with this story again, I was surprised to realize that God initiated this wrestling match. That was an aspect of the story that took me by surprise. I don't remember thinking about that as I've thought about and studied this story so many times before. I suppose that I had passed over that detail because I always assumed that Jacob started this fight, because that's just who Jacob is. But the text is pretty clear. It says that Jacob is alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. Who is this man? And where did he come from? And why is he wrestling with Jacob? This is actually not a clear story at all. It's very ambiguous. That leaves us mostly asking questions, mostly wrestling with what this story means. Could it be that wrestling is the point? Could it be that God actually wants us to wrestle? Especially with God? As I mentioned, one of the resources I used in preparation for my sermon was a book by Ronald Rollheiser, who's a Catholic priest. The subtitle of his book I found very encouraging: Finding Hope and Meaning in Our Daily Struggles to Be Human. I thought, this book will help me understand the point of wrestling with God. Instead, it actually led me to that place, intentionally or not, where I usually find myself: not wanting to wrestle. Like so much of my own theology, it seemed to affirm patience and peace and waiting and acceptance. While these are important Christian attributes that serve us well, especially during those events and times and situations in which we have no control, the story of Jacob suggests to me that God also wants us to fight, especially for making this world a better place than it is right now. Although, you know, I don't think Jacob was really interested in making the world a better place. I think Jacob was really only interested in his own skin and that of his family and his servants. He's at the River Jabbok all alone because he is frightened. Even though it's been 20 years since he ran away from Esau, and he is actually returning home in a position of strength. He has resources and family and cattle. He's wealthy. He's a wealthy man. But he's still afraid. When Jacob encountered God that night, he was at his most vulnerable. And yet, he gave that wrestling match everything he had. He wrestled all night, and he would not give up. That's what I admire about Jacob. He was determined to come out of that match with a blessing. And I believe that God wanted Jacob to have a blessing. God not only blessed Jacob as a result of that engagement, but God gave Jacob a new identity. Jacob became Israel during that encounter. Jacob received the name of God's own people, God's chosen people. And perhaps most significantly, Jacob encountered God face to face. Win, lose, or draw, Jacob met God in a wrestling match that God started. As a result of pondering this text and thinking back on my own life, I realize that I regret that I have not wrestled more. I've always been quick to resolve tensions in my life. Honestly, I'd rather give in, acquiesce, go along with what others want than argue and fight for what I want. But I'm not sure that's what Jesus had in mind when he called us to the Christian life. Now, I was reading the Beatitudes because I thought about how Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. But then, you know, a little bit further, he also calls us to be, I don't know if he calls us to be persecuted, but he recognizes that we will be persecuted. But if Jesus recognizes that we are going to be a persecuted people, that means that we are going to wrestle. We're not just going to give in and go along with what the culture wants. We are going to wrestle for something better, striving to make changes for good in the world. And because of that, we will be persecuted. I saw a movie last week. David and I traveled to Marfa for the film festival. And one of the films we saw was called 93 Queen. As I watched this movie, I couldn't figure out until the very end why it was titled 93 Queen. But it turns out that 93 Queen is the name for the, it's the name that the 911 dispatchers gave to the first all-volunteer, all-women emergency service department. So this is a group of only women. They're all volunteers, and they work and operate in a very religiously conservative Jewish borough in Brooklyn. Now, this was a borough that when they did call 911, you know, it might be 20 to 30 minutes before somebody from the paid EMS actually arrived. So years ago, the men established their own volunteer EMS service. Well, this is a very conservative religious community, and men and women do not mix. In fact, if you are a married woman and you are observing the religious practices of this community, you will not even shake hands with a man who is not your husband. So the women realized that they needed women who could come to them in critical emergency situations to serve them, because they had to be touched. And so the women said, let us be trained. We'll join your organization, and when there is a woman who asks for women EMS people, we'll go. Well, the men would have nothing to do with that. Nothing. They just refused. Well, women can't do this job. That's what they said. So the women said, okay, we'll organize our own volunteer EMS. And that's exactly what they did. But talk about persecution. The men blackballed these women. They persecuted, threatened, and slandered these women. They did everything they could, even threatening service providers from selling equipment to the women. But those women did not back down. They prevailed. Like Jacob, these women taught me that being ambitious and fighting for what you want is legitimate. Now, personally, I haven't always felt that way. I've experienced a real tension in my life between thinking that I need to wait and be patient and feeling like I need to wrestle for what I want. I see this tension in my Christian faith. I have a belief that God's gift is a grace. God's grace is a gift that we cannot earn, we can't do anything to receive. But I also believe that we are called to partner with God and to work for the coming of God's realm. I've experienced a tension as a female growing up. In my family of origin, I was the only girl with three brothers. And my brothers got to do things that I couldn't do because I was a girl. Yet, my parents wanted me to be able to take care of myself, and so they made sure that I had a college education and that, you know, they didn't know if I was going to get married or not, and so I better be able to work and earn my own living. I can look back and see times when I wish that I had dealt with that tension more and not just acquiesced. I can look back and see times when I wish I had chosen to wrestle instead of accept what was happening. One of my professional experiences that literally changed the course of my professional life was a time when I decided that God was involved in this and that I didn't have to do anything but just wait and be patient and trust in God. I still regret that I did not wrestle more in that situation and claim specifically what I wanted in that situation. Even if I had not gotten it, at least I would have claimed it and said what I wanted. I would have used my voice to express myself and tell my story. I'm learning, I hope, that wrestling is as important to life as being patient and waiting. It's not either or. It is both and. Jacob's wrestling match has helped me realize that God calls us to wrestle not only with God but with life itself. God is life. As we encounter the messiness of life, whether it's claiming a blessing for ourselves or our community, we encounter God. These encounters are not easy. They require courage and effort and skill. They are work. And often we are afraid, very afraid. But I'm positive that you can affirm with me, we are not alone. God is with us in the midst of the wrestling, wanting to give us a blessing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.